Good morning. I'm usually up here every week, but not exactly like this. So this is new for me too. And I'll introduce myself. Mike said, I'm Amy Horst. I am the worship leader here. I'm married to Brandon, the sound guy, so you can blame all the problems on him. We like to do that. And I have three kids. And my main full-time job is being a stay-at-home homeschooling mom. This is something I do part-time, and that's my main job and my main mission there. Mike asked me about a month ago to share my testimony, and other than thinking no, I kind of thought, why does anyone really want to hear my testimony? Because it's boring. Do you know what I mean? We all have heard of these boring testimonies, and yet God has been showing me that God wants to spread the gospel this way, and so I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful for parents who are obedient to what God called them to do. I did grow up in a Christian home, and my parents were godly. They are godly and faithful people, and they taught us the word from a young age. They were in the Bible and teaching it to us. They took us to church, and they let us know that this is a priority in our life, and don't neglect this. This is important. And beyond that, it wasn't just, you know, when you're reading your Bible and doing your devotions, it's not just going to church. This is your whole life. This is your new life, and this is what it looks like to live this. And so they modeled that for us, and we saw that, and that was a huge testimony to me. And so when I was about 4 or 5, I don't remember exactly, but I have this memory of praying this prayer and asking Jesus to come into my heart. And even though I was young, you know, I was 4, I live with a 4-year-old, and I know they are sinful. And so even though I hadn't had a lot of opportunity to go out and make a mess of my life in the same way some people may, I was still dead in my sin, and I believe that God made me alive then, and to the most of my ability at that time, I was trusting in him, and I understood what I did. And then I continued on. I guess life continued kind of as normal, and I think I wanted to please God, but as a kid, I don't know that you always know how to do that, and my parents continued to teach us, and I was taught these things, and they were on my mind, and I just have this really random memory of being at a wedding in LaGrange, Wyoming, in the bathroom, and I'm standing there washing my hands and I'm looking in the mirror, and all of a sudden, I was just like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to follow Jesus, and I'm going to make my life about this. And that was when I really started to follow Christ. In high school, I had a youth pastor, and his name was Scott, and he was an awesome guy, and he just built into my life. He spent time with not just me, other kids too, but he spent time with me, and he encouraged me in my walk and in what he felt like God was calling me to in my life. And I thought he was awesome, and he had a great influence, and he used it for God's glory, and he pointed me to Christ, and that made a huge difference in my life. After high school, obviously, I came to college, and this is the time where I tell you that I was homeschooled, and you can make jokes about that, but it was a totally new experience coming to college for me. Everything was new and different. It was kind of a shock in some ways. And some of that was great, and some of it was not great. And I came face to face with the world in a way that I had not come face to face with it before. And God was so faithful to me, even when maybe I wasn't faithful to him. And through that time, my faith was tested. And yet it became stronger, and God was using so many things in my life that I can look back and see. He used this church, he used ministries, he used people he put in my life who encouraged me and pointed me to Christ. And I am so thankful for that time, because when I came out of that, if there was any shred of that decision being my parents and resting on them, it was now mine, and it was my faith, and this is going to be my life. Also in college, I got married. I met my husband and we got married, and that was a great thing. And at that time, our pastor's wife, her name was Penny, she began discipling me. And this was in a more formal, you know, let's sit down every week and let's talk about things. Let's look and see what the Bible has to say. And not just that, but she modeled it for me. I was a newlywed, and I could see what it looked like in her life to be a godly wife. And I could see what it looked like to be a godly mom. And that was just huge to me, because even though I'd seen that in my mom and I'd seen it in other women, it was up close and it was personal, and she was open and honest. And she wasn't that far down the road from me, and here I am in the middle of trying to figure out what it looks like to be a wife and later a mom. And that was such a blessing to me to see her example and for her to point me to Christ. Since that time, you know, in different stages of life, you know, working and then having babies, and then I have kids and I'm homeschooling now, God has continued to be faithful. After the birth of our daughter, I struggled with anxiety in a really big way for a long time. And yet, this is the good part. And yet God used that. He drew me close to him. And just the things, it's like everything Mike just preached about today, because it took so long. I walked through that, you know, as we're going through Romans, and we can see that he's sovereign and he is good. And I can see from experience he's been faithful to me, and he will continue to be faithful to me. And he is good. And sometimes, you know, my idea of good is easy. You know what I mean? I have this finite human perspective, and I think, well, if this is good, it's going to be easy, right? And God has an infinite, eternal perspective, and his good is the true good. And even when I don't see it, his good is working for my good. And God taught that to me in a real way, and coming to see him for who he is through the word, through preaching, in a way that I probably wouldn't have understood had I not gone through that. Anyway, that brings you, that's my entire life story right there. And I just want to encourage you. I have a few people I want to encourage. Parents. I'm so thankful for my parents and what they did in my life. They were faithful and obedient, and God blessed that. And I'm talking to myself here just as much. And I just want to read Deuteronomy 11, 18, and 19 says, "You shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, talking of them when you are sitting in your house, and when you are walking by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." And I just want to encourage you. Those words are so convicting to me. Talk to your children about God. Talk to him about what he's done in your life, and keep doing it. College students, college was a huge time for me where my faith became my own and it was strengthened. And I just want to encourage you, get involved in church. Make it a habit to come. Get to know people here. Get involved in a campus ministry. Make friends with other believers who can encourage you and hold you accountable and point you to Christ. I mean, it's still really early in the year, and I just encourage you to make that a habit in your life. And then lastly, everyone. I can look back at my life and see people who poured into it, who discipled me, who pointed me to Christ, who used their influence. We all have influence, and they used it for God's glory. And I just want to encourage you. In 2 Timothy 2, it says, "What you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. What God has taught you, what you see in the word, share with others, with faithful women." This isn't just for men. Entrust this to other people, build into their lives. Mike was talking about the transformed life, and God did all the transformation. All glory is to him. And yet he chose to use people to facilitate that. And I just want to encourage you to be a part of God's work. Lastly, I guess I just want to say it's not my story, but it's God's. And I'm so thankful for his grace that he poured out on me. And I just praise him for that.
Awesome. Let's pray again. Father, truly, the gospel is your power to save all who will believe. Thank you for how you have made that clear in our lives and how we have seen that in the testimony of Amy and in the testimony of Alyssa earlier. Father, I pray that if there are those here today who still don't understand what that means, what it means to be transformed by your grace, I pray that you will give them the courage and the interest and the desire to come and talk to somebody. Would you open blind eyes today? And Lord, all of us together, we rejoice and we exalt in your goodness and your grace that you have shown us freely because of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.